Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud and Araisa is Psachim Daf Nun Hei Amud Alf. Psachim Nun Hei Amud Alf. I apologize in advance. I'm a little short on time, so today's show will be shorter. Hopefully, we will still cover the entire Amud. It's a large Daf in general, but the base is large as well, but it goes rather quickly. So we had said in the Mishnah that we discussed about doing Malacha on Erev Pesach. We said, Makom Shnagu, do Malacha. You could do, I'm sorry, Mantisha B'Av. Makom Shnagu, that's how we started the parak. We'll get back to that shortly. Later in today's Amud, but the most recent mission was about Tisha B'Av. A place where the Minyan was to do work on Tisha B'Av, one can work. A place where the Minyan is not to do work, one should not work. And a Talmid Chacham should always refrain from working. And Rashi Gamliel says that everyone can make themselves like a Talmid Chacham. He asked the Gemara, this idea that every person can treat himself like a Talmid Chacham is a direct stira from Rashi Gamliel in Brachas. Says the Gemara, the member of the Rashi Gamliel Savar, top line, second line for the top, Nun Hei Amud Aleph. The man that Shmuel Savar lechashin liyura is this a raya that Shmuel holds? We're not worried about yura. We're not worried about seeming like a balgaiva that a person is treating himself as if he's a chacham that he's not working erev Pesach. Again, he's not working on Tisha B'Av. He's treating himself like a chacham, and we don't consider that a balgaiva if he's not on that level. For Rabbanan Tzafi chashin liyura, and it seems like the chacham arguing they're worried about yura. I've lechashin liyura. We learned exactly opposite. Titnan we had in the Mishnah in Brachas Daf Tes Zion. Chassan im yirtz likreis kriyish malay labishin kaira. Or she goes, Eimer, no. Like collaborates with the test of shame. Yidol. A chassan the first night is clearly tarred in the mitzvah. He's tarred, of course, with the mitzvah at hand. Kaddish nisha, bibayol nisha. He's very nervous about it. And therefore the Chum say that, therefore the Halacha is he's patur kriyishma, but the Chum say if he wants to say kriyishma the first night, if he wants to daven ma'ariv, he wants to say kriyishma, he's allowed to. Rashi Gamliel says no, we don't give a license to whoever wants to do it should do it. If he's patur, he's patur, he shouldn't do it. So the chayra we have over there, Rashi Gamliel seems to be the one that's worried about yura, and the rabbanon not worried about yura. In our gemara, it's opposite. The rabbanon don't allow, they don't make a mention of a regular person refraining from working tisha b'av, and Rashi Gamliel says a regular person can refrain and make himself like a chacham. It seems to be a direct stira. Flip it. Not clear which one we flip, but flip it. Flip the Mishnayos. One of them is backwards and make it consistent that in both cases, either Shimon Gamliel is one who is worried about Yura, or in both cases, the Chamim are the ones that are worried about Yura. Tosafot Yantar wants to say that it's the Mishnah in Brachas that's flipped. It seems like from Rashi over here, it's the Rashiv is not really as clear which one is being flipped. Tais Yantiv is the most clear, where he says that the Mishnah Brachas should be flipped. It should be Rashi Gamliel is not the one that's worried about the Yura. It's the Chamim, and both, like over here, the Chamim are the ones that don't allow, that say, that don't promote every person refraining from work on Tisha B'Av if that's not the Minhag HaMakom. Okay, that's Teres number one. Teres number two, Rav Shisha Bar Tov, Idi Amar, Leitebach. You don't have to flip it. There's different factors, different spheres in the two cases. Over here, everyone's working, and he's not working. That's pretty haughty. That's like, he's like, oh, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I'm special, I'm not working today. So that is where you see a clear yura. However, think about it, over there, everyone's saying Kriya Shema. So if he says Kriya Shema amongst them, it doesn't stick out so much, because I'm saying Kriya Shema anyway, I'm not being married. So if he dives married like everybody else, it's not Mechsek Yura. Yeah, maybe he's Pater, but it's not Mechsek Yura, because his action that he's doing is blending in with everyone, not standing out from everyone. That's their abundance answer. So basically, Mechsek Yura depends on the case. In a case where it stands out, we're worried about Yura. In a case where it doesn't stand out, we're not worried. That would be their abundance explanation. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is also not here. Why? Rav Shimon Gamliel is doing a meal like Asha. Hasim would be in Kavana, because over there, you need Kavana. So to say, well, he's confident, he's going to have Kavana, that's Mechsek Yura. Because we have an Atzadi on the night of his wedding, he can't properly have Kivun, and therefore, it's Mechsek Yura, says the Gemara. Ava, Hachel, Mechsek Yura over here, it's not Mechsek Yura, why not? Everyone's working, he's not. Says the Gemara, Amri, Melech Hud Lasle, Pei Chazi, Kama Balan, Ika Meshuka. Most people are working, but there are people that constantly, unfortunately, aren't working, either Batlanim, or they're temporarily out of work, or they're on vacation. People aren't always working. The fact that someone's not working doesn't mean he's not working because of the Issa Melacha. And therefore, that's not Mechsek Yura. So you could maintain the gears that we have it, the way we have it, that Rav Shimon Gamliel was the machmir over there in Brachas, so to speak, does not allow the guy, the chassan, to say kriyishma, and he's the makel, for lack of a better word, over here, to allow a random person to act like a chacham chacham and not work on Tisha B'Av, and the reason being because the yura sticks out over there because he can't have kavanah as a chassan, and he's saying it anyway, that's the yura, is over here, it doesn't stick out, and therefore it's not a yura. So Rav Shisha Bar Tov Idi successfully deflects that it's not a stira, sai in the chavim, sai in Rav Shimon Gamliel. We could have both these dinim, our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Brachas, both being okay. Now, There is a question Tfei Yisrael asks, that we have a klal in general, it's famously, they remember it by sukkah, that if it's raining in the sukkah, a person's putter, and a person goes to sukkah in the rain, he's called a hedyot. But it's really Chazal teach it in general. Putter medavar, and he does anyway, he's called a hedyot. So Tfei Yisrael asks, why over here don't we say a person doing this is going to be a hedyot? So Tfei Yisrael wants to answer, there's dafka a chumra that leads, a chumra that leads to a kula. A chumra leads to a kula, that's when we say being machmer, that chumra, when he's putter, is called a hedyot. But a chumra that doesn't lead to a kula, and he's not being machmer, he's not called a hedyot for stam's like taking on a chumra, even when he's putter in a matter. What's the kula by sukkah? Very simple. L'chair, a person has a mitzvah of sukkah, a mitzvah of any gantiv. Going out into the rain in a sukkah, besides for the idea is not mechuyiv, he's putter anyway, but he's also, l'chair, he's diminishing from his simchas yantiv, from his einig. So it's a chumra, which really leads to a kula. That's a problem. That's why we say he's a hedyot. But biklal, Tzvi Shentov says, when it's a chumra, it doesn't lead to kula, you wouldn't be called a hedyot for keeping such a chumra. Next point, a couple, just two more points before we, actually one more point before we see the Mishnah. The Taisus and Brachas discusses this idea. We're saying a chassan, for the Mishnah of Tzion, there's a pot of appears around the first night because he can't have kivun. The Chacham says, but if he wants to, he can. Rosh Hashanah says, no, even if he wants to, he cannot. What about Bezman Hazeh? What about Bezman Hazeh? Is it the same? Is it different? So Taisus over there already addresses, this concept comes up a couple of times, that Bezman Hazeh, unfortunately, we don't have the best kivun to begin with. We don't have kivun. So you could say, and therefore certainly you shouldn't say Kriyishma. But Taisus takes the opposite approach. Taisus says that Bishlam, if we have normally have kivun, and then on this night, let's say the first night of his wedding, he's not going to kavana, so we should refrain from saying Kriyishma on the night, saying it without kavana. But we anyway, unfortunately, don't have wonderful kavana. We don't really have proper kavana regardless, and therefore the chassan is not that different, and therefore the chassan can say it like all days without concern. He can say Kriyishma Bezman Hazeh. Bezman Hazeh is really going back to the Rishonim, Taisus times, 1,000 years ago. But Bezman Hazeh, we can say, chassan can say Kriyishma. That is Taisus' approach. However, Rambam brings this halacha, and Rambam says that if a chassan, he brings lakul like the chamim, so I'm quoting Lakula, that if he's confident he can have kavana, then he can say Kriyishma. Sounds like in Rambam that nothing changed in his times versus the Mishnah, versus the Mishnah's times, that only if the chassan has confidence he has kavana, then he could say it. Otherwise, he can't say it. We don't say that since the Hamaynam doesn't have kavana, proper kavana anyway, therefore he could just say it. We don't say that seemingly according to Rambam. So it seems to be machlokes, Rambam and Taisus, if it's Mount Azeh, we can be lenient for the chassan to daven without concern. Okay, Zuck the Mishnah. The Chacham is continuing. This is a major break that first we discussed in the funny setup of our parak. We started off with, and I accidentally started off today, referencing the Isra of Melacha on Erev Pesach. We jumped from there because it was worded with the ideas of Minig HaMakam. So we jumped a bunch of different dinim of Minig HaMakam, some Pesach related, some totally not Pesach related. And now we come back to the specific din of Isra Melacha on Erev Pesach. They used to work on Erev Pesach at Chatzais. And Yehuda the minig was to work till Chatzais. They didn't do work at all. They didn't do the work on the 14th. Says the Mishnah further. Halayla. What about, that's the day. What about the night? The night of the 14th. Nights, of course, in the Jewish calendar, nights go before the day. What about the night of Bedikas Chametz? That night is the Laila of Leil Arbasar. Is there going to be a Isra Melacha there as well? Yisra Meshama says, yes, it's Asr. Yisra Matir and Adetz Chametz says, no. That's for sure. Matir Chametz Mutter, even in Galil. In Galil was Asr in the day, and in Yehuda's Mutter, even to Chatzayis. But night, Bezalel says, was Mutter for everyone. Meshama says, no. In Galil, even the night was also Asr. The Mars is bothered. The way we started the parak was, a Makav Shenagush, Lasas Melacha, where the Minig is, Yotam Melacha, where the Minig is, you can't do Melacha. And now it's talking in terms of Isr, Meshama Isr and Bezalel, right? The Lashon of Isr sounds much stronger than Minig. Mekar Tanam Minhaga, Upsayf Tanam Isura. We started off with the Lashon of Minig, and then we pivoted to a lashon of Isser. What's going on over here? It's not a matter of Minig anymore. It's a matter of Isser. Amar Beichanan like Hasha Hara Meir. The earlier psak is the really the parak started off and the beginning of our Mishnah even is still focused on Minig, and that is Shitas Rameir. As the Mishnah started off, Rameir Omer. I'm sorry. That whole conversation is a continuation of Rameir's opinion. That's totally a minig. Whereas the end of our Mishnah, which is focused with Isser, that's Harab Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, the time of the Baisa. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda Yisrael Melacha Be'arfi Pesachim Al Chatzais. In Yehuda they do Melacha on Erev Pesach all the way till Chatzais V'Gol in Eisen Galiker. Whereas in Galil they didn't do work at all. Amalei Meir Ma'raya Yehuda V'Gol Kan. Okay, that's Yehuda and Galil. What Shaychus does that have to do with other locations? How they should act on the 14th? Ella, look at the wording of Rameir. Makam shenagu lasas malacha aysin. Makam shenagu lasas ain aysin. Rameir says, depends, every place depends on its minig. Now Rameir stressing makam shenagu, makam shlenagu, sounds like Rabbi Yehuda was saying something of, in Yehuda we see it was usser, in Gullah was mutter, and was trying to extrapolate to other places it should be usser mutter, and Rameir is clearly coming to argue, we'll call it on a point and a half, that first of all, don't be miraya from Yehuda or Gullah, each place is dependent on what its minig is, and it's a din in minig, not a din in isser. For that, Rameir is stressing the fact that it's a matter of minig, seems that you can be daik that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that it is a din of isser. Okay, one second. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that on the 14th, it's mutter to do melacha. Now, he's talking about in Yehuda. In Yehuda, it was mutter melacha on the 14th. Is that so? One who's weeding his field on the 13th, and he ripped up a grain that wasn't ripe yet. So, of course, it's very important that all the grains that are ripe are fine, but grains that aren't ripe yet, you want them to be as ripe as possible, because on the 16th of Nisan, the first day, Bayas v'chalamayin, it's Sholot, right? The second day, in Chalamayin, what happens? You brought the Karban Eimer, and the Karban Eimer was matir, any grains that already existed, that already had a status of a grain, becomes mutter going forward, and anything that grows after that is called Chadash, is usher till the next year. So he wants it to be as developed as possible. And he accidentally uprooted an unripe ear of grain. What should he do? He should replant it where the earth is moist, that should take root and be back in the ground and take root again before the aimer is brought. He shouldn't replant it in a place, where it's not going to take root in time. It won't have enough time. The type of ground is not fertile enough for it to take root in enough time. Okay. Now make a diak. Why is Rabbi Yehuda talking about on the 13th? B'shleish asur in tafka on the 13th. Abbas loy tafka on the 13th, not the 14th. Michti shemini le Rabbi Yehuda damar kol harkavish ena kalatas l'shleish yamim shuveni kalatas. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that any harkava, any grafting that doesn't take hold within 3 days, it won't take hold. So all you need is 3 days. Now, if you have the 14th, if you hold that malach is mutter in Yehuda on the 14th, let's do the math. Why do you need the 13th? Why do you have to talk about this story being on the 13th? The day you plan to get on the 14th. And part of the 16th. You have, the Gemara is assuming that 14th, 15th, and part of the 16th is sufficient. So, Elamai yields that the 14th you can't do malach, and that's why he's talking in terms of the 13th. So the 14th is indeed usher. What's the obvious answer? Rabbi Yehuda only said it's mutter in Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, easy to remember, it's mutter in Yehuda. In Galilee, his maskim, it wasn't mutter. No, Amrav Begalshanu, that din Rabbi Yehuda was talking about the 13th, was talking about in Galilee, where the 14th is not permissible. And Anachami, in Yehuda, would be fine. Ask more still, even in Galilee, Vekalila, what about the night? Even in Galilee, Lechaira, why are you saying that for the 13th? You know, again, we said by Jewish days, the night is when the day starts. So the night of the 14th, we said in our Mishnah, Basil says, everyone agrees the night is still mutter, even in Gullah. So let him, why don't you talk about replanting on the 14th when? At night. The night of the 14th, they still have enough time. Amrav Sheshes, Kibbe Shammai. Sheshes says, Nechami. Beshammai held, that the night is Aser. The night of the 14th is indeed Aser. And therefore, we don't want to say the night. That is Rav Sheshes' answer. Again, not Kishmak, we don't like to go like Bishama if we don't have to, but that is the, we have to say that Rav Yehuda was speaking of weeding on the 13th because he was concerned, he was working within the realm of even Bishama's Pshar. Vashem, no. Let me create a little. If you shouldn't Nakashay by Adam, Lanakash Balayla, no. We're going to be Sol Shita. But it's not the derech to do at night. So we describe the case of the 13th because people typically don't weed the field at night. So LMI, if he's weeding the field, must be, and it's by day. If it's by day, it's a 14 by day. Now you're running into problems and Gaul's Usser. And if we said the 13th, but Enachanami, we could have said the 14th at night as well. That's answer number two. Answer number three. Again, answer number one was, welcome to Bishami, night is Usser. Answer number two, why we can't be talking about the night of the 14th, we're going like Basilil, but it's deeper behind, it's not a normal case. Answer number three, it's talking not enough time. Ravina, my Leilam Behuda, we're talking about Yehuda. This is really a whole new answer. We're not answering, we're going in Gull. And we don't have to explain about the night of the 14th. We're not talking about Gull anymore. We're talking about Yehuda. Uvash Rasha, Chad, Mixa Siyayim, Kekule, Aminan, Tremisem, Kule, Laminan. Let's think for a second. If it's already the 14th, you don't have the full day of the 14th. If he accidentally ripped it out on the 14th and he's replanting it, you only have Mixa Siyayim on the 14th. You're also only going to have Mixa Siyayim of the 16th. So to have, we're saying you need 3 days for Shrasha, but to have two of those days be Mixim Kule, that you can't say. One Mixim Kule you could say, two Mixim Kule, we're not going to say by Shrasha, and that's why, okay, we're talking about Yehuda, but that's why he sits the 13th, not the 14th, because he can't say two Mixim Kule. Then Yehuda is bothered that once he's saying Shrasha is, certainly the Bar's Havamina, it's hard not telling the amount of days. Once mixed in this kikulei, and even had a happening with that, even two mixed in kikulei should work. So clearly, it should be telling a certain amount of hours. If it has, call it 55 hours, whatever the amount of hours is, where you have one day, much less even, maybe call it 45 hours or 35 hours, one day plus parts of two other days, that's enough time. And you have at least that it could be two mixed in kikulei. Isn't it clear that it's an avert of hours, not a avert of days, b'chal? So why are we giving a shear in days? Ultimately, where it says you need 2 days plus, not one day plus. Okay, a little better, but still, the aura is still there. He suggests that maybe, I'm not sure if him or others, they want to suggest that maybe the nekuda here is night. You know, sometimes certain things, that certain times are more mesugal. Maybe, I'm very good, very good. Maybe at night, maybe the night, for some reason, maybe the night is what causes a spurt of growth. Or maybe it's the daybreak. But the point is, therefore you need the 3 days, even though you only need the 3 full days, and therefore you could have partial days, as long as you have those benash mushas times, or the night time, whatever it is. We don't have a clear raya, what it may be we're talking about, but there is a certain point of the day that you need it, and therefore we say you need the 3 days.
It is why you don't. Not good.
The Meister stays no good. Yeah, so it's maybe you need Banish Mushrooms. I'm not sure. Okay. Select the Mishnah. Mayor Aimer, I think we're about to finish the Amr, but we are very short on time. Mayor Aimer, any malacha that once started before the 14th, Gamer Bar Basar can finish the 14th, but he shouldn't start initially on the 14th. If he started already, he can finish it, but he should start initially on the 14th. Afa Pisha, even though he'll be able to finish it, explains the Meiri and other Shainim, we're talking about here in a place where the minig is not to do malacha. If the minig is to do malacha, do what you want. The place the minig is not to do malacha, we're saying, the minig is not to do malacha, but you're allowed to be geimer, you just can't start. And even something you'll be finished, you still can't start. There are 3 ominous that could do their work on our Pesach, because it's things that people need. Yantav, obviously, Elohim, Hachayatim, tailors, Vasafarim, barbers, Akevsim, and the launderers, they could do their work on our Pesach, the Chatzais, and Rizbid Eimer, Afaratanim, also the shoemakers. Ibaylo, Shaila Inner Mayor. Lutzeri Chamayatanan, is he talking about things you're doing for the purpose of Yantav? And he's saying you're allowed to finish only, but not allowed to start. Evil Chechamayin. I've shown Chechamayin, but I've shown Chechamayin. I feel like Mikber Nami, like, no, you can't even finish. And he's basically can't do Malacha. I don't know. Shleit Chechamayin, I'm talking about where it's not for the Chechamayin. That's where you're allowed to finish, but can't start. I've shown Chechamayin, I've shown Chechamayin, that which you need for Chechamayin, Aschum Aschim, you can't even start. Idilma, or there's a third option. Bein the tzerich amayit, bein the shleit tzerich. We don't make a distinction. Migmer in is chilulay. Or there's a third option. He can always just finish, and he can never start, whether it's Chechamayin or not. Tasha, let's be a raya. Avli asam b'tchilu b'abasar, afilu tzotzu katan, afilu shvacha ktana. A person shouldn't start on ergantiv, even a small belt, even a small hair net. May afilu, what's afilu? Lav, afilu hanad tzarech hamayin. Isn't afilu even these that are the tzarech hamayin? And we're saying migmer in, he's allowed to finish, but he can't start. Mechlau, so it's clear raya, seemingly, the shalil tzarech migmer nami legaminun. That for yantiv itself, you're allowed to finish, and you can't start. And for now, Yantiv, he can't even finish. And Makam Shinagu, which is not so straight, it's a Makam Shinagu, Tas Melacha, even finishing is Asar. Lai, the Mer says, no, you have no Raya. Leilam, Shalay, Tzarech, Migmar, Nami, Kamina. I'll tell you that whether it's Tzarech, whether it's Tzarech, in both cases, you're allowed to finish your Melacha. Ah, your question was, what's Afilu? Oh, my Afilu. The Afilu is, Afilu Hani, Nami, Tzuchininu. Even these items that are very small, not a few that needed Fiantiv. They're very small items, so it's Pashit that when you start, you'll be finished very quickly. Tzagada Kamina, Haskasanzu, Wikimam Lachtan. Even starting is like finishing. When I have something, I could have a malacha, I could have a job that takes me 50 hours. So even though I'm up to the last hour, right, that same job is equivalent to a job that only takes me a half hour. The job that takes me a half hour, starting is like finishing. It's more of, maybe I call that Gemar Malacha as well. That's Havamina. Kamash Kulan, that no, that you can't start. Forget about the Tzarech, you can't start because it's called starting. You're not allowed to start, you're only allowed to finish. But we don't have any clear raya. The Mar is still as a shayla, even though it's two dots here. The Mar is going to continue to bang in the shayla, bring rayas, whether a mayor was saying it dafkal tzarek or even al tzarek, we'll leave them with Shem for next time.